Reed says last Thursday was reinforcement for why he does his job. He says he started the day in the Oval Office with a small group of his colleagues for a meeting with President Trump. Having a relationship with the White House, Reed says, is exciting and provides a great opportunity.
Especially on the interests of people here in Western New York of the 23rd Congressional District. And I can assure you, when it comes to things like tax reform, when it comes to things like U.S. manufacturing, we're going to make sure that rebirth of U.S. manufacturing occurs, hopefully right here in our backyard.
Thursday ended with a late-night meeting between Reed and the protesters who were on day three of a sit-in at his Ithaca office. He says after they talked and found common ground, the protesters went home. And he says he's not discouraged that he was shouted down again by protesters at four town hall meetings Saturday.
Actually, it's reinvigorated me. It's we have reaffirmed in my mind and to the team that this is the right way to represent the district. You need to get out there. You need to see the faces, the frontline impacts of policy coming out of Washington, D.C.
And his wish will likely come true. As a member of the House Subcommittee on Health, Reed says over the short term they'll be working on repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare.
I think for the long term, it will position us very well to be a voice for reforms and solutions to get this health care cost question under control, as well as further additional insurance reforms to bring competitive pressure into that environment.
Reed says he expects Congress to take up the ACA sometime in March. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.